Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
A couple of weeks ago, while I was covering St. Therese Parish here in Lansing, one of the couples was celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and we did a special blessing for them at the end of Mass. And after the Mass, they were having a dinner down in the parish hall for family and friends to celebrate their anniversary. And they had also invited me to come to that dinner. And as at many anniversary celebrations, they had lots of pictures from their wedding day. Photo albums of the bride and groom and the wedding party on their big day back in 1972. All looking very young and very dapper. There was also a board there listing the prices of various items back in 1972 when they were married. And so many of us were, as we looked at that board, I among them, we were amazed at the prices back in 1972 compared to what we pay for the same items today. One of the things that shocked me most was the gas price. The gas price was 23 cents a gallon in 1972. Interesting, too, they had car prices. You could buy a new car somewhere in the average range of about $8,000. You could even buy a house in 1972, they said, for somewhere between $35,000 and $50,000. Now, back then, of course, we all made a lot less money. I remember when I graduated from college and accepted my first teaching job, I made a fraction of what teachers make today, though I know they deserve every penny they get today, but costs on everything have gone up every year. On the news the other night as I was watching, they spoke of how much more it costs parents this day to send their kids back to school just to get the school supplies and the clothes that they need. One single parent they interviewed, she said, "I just can't afford the things that are on the list that my child needs to return to school." Then, of course, there is the cost of tuition and room and board at our colleges and universities. Yet this year at MSU, they had one of, if not the, biggest freshman class on record. So costs certainly don't seem to stop people from doing what they want to do. I remember I graduated a long time ago from Central Michigan University. I graduated with no debt. We would work in the summer, we Flint kids. You could go back to Flint and you could get a job in the General Motors factories as summer replacement. And I could make enough in the 3 or 4 months at General Motors to pay my way for the next school year. I can't believe the college debt that so many students have today, including some of my own great nieces and nephews. Everything, folks, has its price. And the question we face every day is, are we willing to pay the price for whatever it is we need? Be it a car, a new home, a college degree, a new computer, groceries, a vacation. Everything has a price. Now, the readings this weekend remind us that it is sometimes very difficult to understand and comprehend the Lord's ways or what it means to really be a follower of Jesus Christ. King Solomon is struggling in our first reading today, knowing that he's a man who is weak and short-lived, and he says he's lacking of the understanding of God's ways. He states, "Who can know God's counsel? or who can conceive what the Lord intends? We struggle, Solomon says, to understand the things of this earth, much less to understand God's plan. Scarce do we guess the things on the earth, but when the things are in heaven, who can search them out? Likewise, Jesus reminds us in this gospel of what the price connected to being one of his disciples is all about. Jesus reminds us that to be a disciple of his, there are two major requirements: total dedication and extreme detachment. Thus, we ask ourselves the question, are we willing to pay the price to live as a faithful disciple of Jesus? What needs to change in your life and mine so that we can live as his disciples? First, Jesus says to the crowd, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Now, those words of Jesus are harsh. And yet, scripture scholars tell us that the Aramaic word for hate meant to love less or to show indifference toward. So Jesus is basically saying, asking us to show indifference toward or love less our family members. And, you know, some of us, we just can't imagine that. To love family members less than we love the Master himself. You know, you look at your family members. I look at mine. They're the very people that God has given us to love the most. And yet Jesus says, you got to love them less than you love me. Tough words to live, my brothers and sisters. Jesus needs to come first in our lives. And that is not an easy commitment to live every day. Jesus is asking us to show unwavering preference for him above all other human relationships. You know, we love our mom, dad, brother, sister, son, daughter, grandchildren. And we value those relationships, and we would do anything for those people. Thus, the words of Jesus tonight, or this day, are not easy to respond to in a positive manner. A good measure of our relationships is how we spend our time each week. Do we spend more time with family members or friends, or more time taking care of our own needs than we spend with Jesus in prayer, meditation, and spiritual reading? Do we attend to those things? Are they a priority to keep Jesus first in our lives? You see, our weekly time schedule really tells us who or what is most important to us, what relationships we treasure the most. You know, so often within the sacrament of reconciliation, people confess not taking or making the necessary time in their life for prayer or meditation. You see, Jesus doesn't want to be put on a back burner and only pulled forward when we have a need. That is not the way Jesus' disciples are supposed to live according to the Master. Now, Jesus says the second requirement for discipleship is, whoever does not carry their own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Jesus carried his cross, but it led to Calvary, where he died on that cross. We all have crosses to carry, some heavier than others. Troubled marriages, addictions, terminal illness, depression, poverty, loneliness, the death of loved ones. The list is long. But if we feel our cross is too heavy, all we have to do is look around us. You look around and you realize your cross is pretty light. And if you're feeling sorry for yourself because of the weight of your cross, I would invite you this week to take a walk through the halls of Sparrow or McLaren. Visit a memory care unit. Walk around a convalescent center or a hospice center. Spend a couple of hours at any of our Catholic Charities offices, listening to what the staff there listen to each day. Watch the nightly news of what's going on in Ukraine every day, and you'll see how light the crosses are that you and I are currently carrying. You see, we also have to remember that Jesus is simply asking us to do what he himself was willing to do. He laid down his life for the people he loved. He did it willingly, and we need to follow his example. Finally, the last requirement Jesus tells us, he says, any one of you who cannot or is not willing to renounce all your possessions cannot be my disciple. Now, folks, we Americans, we have lots of toys, and we can become very attached to those toys, those things that make life easier and more enjoyable. And sometimes it's hard for us to imagine what life would be like without those things. Can you imagine life without a cell phone, a computer, your SUV, your vacation home, your camper, your air conditioning, your stylish clothes, your exotic vacations? And then we hear news at night about a tornado striking in a town in this nation, or a hurricane, and the people lose everything. Or we hear about forest fires or the recent flooding in Texas. All of a sudden, those people lost everything. And yet, life goes on. Much like the immigrants at our borders, what they face each day. Or the people in Ukraine who have lost everything and on top of it are separated from their loved ones. You see, Jesus is reminding us that possessions only bring temporary happiness. They wear out, and one day we leave them all behind. Jesus wants us to be free of those things, those possessions that tie us down and keep us from focusing on what it means to be one of his faithful disciples. The Price is Right. That's a popular TV game show that's been on for years. Folks guess the price of various items, and the one coming closest without going over wins the prize. Everything has its price, as does following Jesus faithfully as his disciples. Are you and I willing to pay the price to live as a faithful disciple of the Master? Jesus tells us in this gospel very honestly what that price is. Can we truthfully accept his challenging requirements?